mindful lifestyle, toxins in our environment. We're surrounded by toxins in our environment. Some we can control, many we can't. They're in our air, water, and foods. There are a variety of toxins in the products we use every day that the government claims are safe. Most of the testing that supports this safety claim was performed on animals at lower levels, in isolation, and for short periods of time. Very few, if any, studies have been done on long-term exposure or the cumulative effects of exposure to a combination of these toxins over time. The effects that toxins have on us vary widely depending on a person's overall toxic load, the strength of their immune system, systemic weaknesses, age, lifestyle, exposure levels on a daily basis, and a host of other variables. What are these toxins? There's no way I could include a complete list here, but some of the big ones are pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. Those are found in fruits, vegetables, and commercially raised meats that ate the treated foods. And what that does to us, variety of things, Parkinson's disease, miscarriage, nerve damage, birth defects, blocking absorption of food nutrients, or cancer. Next toxins are metals like arsenic, mercury, lead, aluminum, and cadmium. These are prevalent in many areas of our environment, and they can accumulate in the soft tissues of our body. They can be found in our drinking water, fish, vaccines, pesticides, preserved wood, antiperspirants, building materials, the dental fillings in your teeth, and chlorine facilities. They cause neurological disorders, Alzheimer's disease, foggy head and fatigue, nausea and vomiting, decreased production of red and white blood cells, abnormal heart rhythm, and damage to blood vessels, and cancer. Next toxin is chlorine. This highly toxic yellow-green gas is one of the most heavily used chemicals. It's found in household cleaners, drinking water, swimming pools and hot tubs, air when living near an industry such as a paper plant that uses chlorine in their industrial processes. It causes sore throat, coughing, eye and skin irritation, rapid breathing, narrowing of the bronchi, wheezing, blue coloring of the skin, and accumulation of fluid in the lungs, pain in the lung region, severe eye and skin burns, lung collapse, reactive airways dysfunction, which is a type of asthma. The next toxin are flame retardant compounds called PBDEs. They're found in mattresses, some children's pajamas, building materials, electronics, furnishings, motor vehicles, airplanes, plastics, polyurethane foams, and textiles. These can seriously impact thyroid, reproductive, and neurological functioning at normal household levels. The next toxin are phthalates. These are used to lengthen the life of fragrances and soften plastics. They can be found in plastics like baby toys, plastic wrap, plastic bottles, plastic food storage containers. All of these can leach phthalates into our food and should never be microwaved or heated. Phthalates are also found in anything that contains the term fragrance. These can cause endocrine or hormone system damage, which leads to cancerous tumors, birth defects, and other developmental disorders. Specifically, they're known to cause learning disabilities, severe attention deficit disorder, cognitive and brain development problems, deformations of the body, including the limbs, sexual development problems, feminizing of males or masculine effects in females. Phthalates chemically mimic hormones and are particularly dangerous to fetuses and children. The next toxin is formaldehyde. This is found in building materials such as insulation and pressed wood, and also in vaccines. What it does is, in the reproductive system, damage in women, causes headaches, burning sensation in the throat, difficulty breathing, and it can trigger and aggravate asthma symptoms, fatigue, allergic reactions, or cancer. Another toxin is chloroform. This colorless liquid has a pleasant, non-irritating odor and a slightly sweet taste and is used to make other chemicals. It's also formed when chlorine is added to water. It's found in air, drinking water in food, swimming pools, and hot tubs. Potential reproductive damage, birth defects, dizziness, fatigue, headache, liver and kidney damage, and cancer are some of its related issues. The next toxin is parabens. These are preservatives. They're found in almost all health and beauty products. These can cause breast cancer because they mimic estrogen, endocrine or hormone system disruptors, skin irritation, contact dermatitis, and rosacea. The next toxins are PCBs. Most farm-raised salmon, which accounts for most of the supply in the United States, are fed meals of ground-up fish that have absorbed PCBs in the environment. This can cause impaired fetal brain development, endocrine or hormone system damage, neurotoxicity, and cancer. BPA, which is bisphenol A, can be found in many plastic bottles, including baby bottles and cups, the lining of cans used to make canned foods, thicker plastic bags, and dental sealants. This causes endocrine or hormone system damage, which leads to cancerous tumors, birth defects, and other developmental disorders. Specifically, they're known to cause learning disabilities, severe attention deficit disorder, cognitive and brain development problems, deformations of the body and limbs, sexual development problems, feminizing of males, masculine effects on females. Endocrine disruptors also chemically mimic hormones and are particularly dangerous to fetuses and children. The next toxin is VOCs, volatile organic compounds. These are found in drinking water, carpet, paints, deodorants, cleaning fluids, varnishes, cosmetics, dry clean clothing, moth repellents, and air fresheners. These can cause eye and respiratory tract irritation, headaches, dizziness, visual disorders, and memory impairment, and possibly cancer. The next toxin are dioxins, chemical compounds formed as a result of combustion processes such as commercial or municipal waste incineration and from burning fuels like wood, coal, or oil. These are found in animal fats. Almost 95% of the exposure comes from eating commercial animal fats. These can cause reproductive and developmental disorders, severe skin disease with acne-like lesions, skin rashes, skin discoloration, excessive body hair, mild liver damage, or cancer. The next toxin is asbestos. Problems arise when this material becomes old and crumbly, releasing fibers into the air. It can be found in insulation in floors, ceilings, water pipes, and heating ducts from the 1950s to the 1970s. This can cause scarring of lung tissue and mesothelioma, a rare form of cancer. The last toxins are sodium lauryl sulfate and sodium laureth sulfate, also known as SLS. These are surfactant and foaming agents found in cleaning and personal care products like soaps, shampoos, and toothpaste. These can cause skin and eye irritation and canker sores. If you're curious about those mysterious ingredients in health and beauty products with long names you can't pronounce, and some more common sounding ones, you can go to www.cosmeticsdatabase.org. Search for the ingredients or products by name or by brand name to learn about their toxicity. You can also put in things like the name of your favorite shampoo, and it'll tell you what all the ingredients are and how toxic all those ingredients are. The site also describes the negative effects of each ingredient if there are any. Removing toxins. While it's impossible to completely remove all toxins from our environment, there's a lot we can do to minimize our daily exposure. Here are some things that you can do that cumulatively can make a big difference. Foods. Choose organic and free-range foods whenever possible. Avoid processed foods. Read labels and look up ingredients you don't understand. Wikipedia and www.cosmeticsdatabase.org are great sources. Avoid artificial food additives of all kinds, including artificial sweeteners and MSG. Have your tap water tested, and if contaminants like chlorine are found, install an appropriate water filter on your faucets, even those in your shower and bath. Make sure the filter that you're using filters the contaminants in your water. Filters differ in the contaminants they remove, and everyone is different. In your bath, replace vinyl or PVC shower curtains that contain phthalates with nylon, linen, or PEVA plastic. Use only natural brands of toiletries, including shampoo, toothpaste, antiperspirants, and cosmetics. Around your home, replace toxic cleaners with natural or homemade products to reduce the risk of asthma, allergic reactions, and eye, skin, and lung irritations. For bathroom and kitchen scrubs, use baking soda, Bon Ami, or simply hot water with the green scrubby side of the sponge. For window cleaner, wipe the glass with a clean, wet sponge followed by a clean, dry towel. Those flour sack kitchen towels work best and they don't leave lint trails. Instead of bleach, use lemon juice. For floor cleaner, just some hot water. For wood polish, use a combination of olive oil with a little lemon juice. Understand that all toxic chemicals you were cleaning with are being washed down the drain and returned to you in your drinking water that you'll be drinking in a couple of days. Avoid using artificial air fresheners, dryer sheets, fabric softeners, or other synthetic fragrances, as they can pollute the air that you're breathing and create skin and lung reactions. Replace laundry detergents, especially those with heavy fragrances, with natural detergents with no or naturally based fragrances. Use no VOC paints, stains, and primers on your walls and furniture. Choose furniture made of all natural components and avoid PBDEs found in most foam. Replace foam mattresses containing PBDEs or other chemicals with natural or organic mattresses made of wool, rubber, or latex. Replace synthetic carpets and padding with natural fabrics like wool and natural flooring products like safely treated wood, bamboo, or cork, and natural fabric rugs. Avoid using stain guards on fabrics. Place house plants throughout your house. Through photosynthesis, plants naturally filter toxins out of the air and can reduce stress. Buy gently used electronic equipment, furniture, and household items to avoid breathing the off-gas from new plastics, vinyl, solvents, paints, and metal treatments. And let the fresh air in. Open the windows as often as possible. Stale, recirculated indoor air is much more contaminated than most outdoor air. In your vehicle, when looking for a new vehicle, consider buying used. That new car smell is actually a toxic blend of plastics and other chemicals off-gassing. You'll also save a ton of money. When you get in a hot vehicle, drive for a few minutes with the windows down to release the buildup of toxic fumes from plastics and adhesives that off-gas when heated. Lawn and garden. Replace conventional fertilizers and pesticides or weed killers with natural or organic options. Do you really want your kids and pets rolling around and breathing those chemicals? Health. Remove any metal fillings in your teeth, as they're a major source of mercury. Be sure to have this done by a qualified biological dentist. To the extent possible, replace pharmaceuticals with natural remedies and better lifestyle choices. As you implement some of these changes, share your experiences with others. Many people taking small steps makes a big difference for all of us.